Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're studying 2 Samuel. We're in chapter 23, getting ready to finish up this book. And David, in some of his final official words, well, he doesn't dwell on regret or failure, but instead on the kingdom that is to come. His reign as king, although it was marked by misery and sorrow, is overshadowed by the hope of a righteous king to come and an eternal kingdom. You know, the human heart often clings to the past, dwelling on mistakes and losses, but David's perspective was forward-looking. And this is a testament to the transformative power of God's promises. As believers, we can find ourselves bogged down by the hardships of life, our own failures, the brokenness of the world, and the disappointments that we face. Yet, like David, we are called to fix our eyes on the coming kingdom where God's perfect justice and peace will reign. Even when the world around us is in turmoil, we have the unshakable promise that God is preparing a place for His people. His kingdom is not a temporary rule, but an everlasting dominion of righteousness and joy. And this perspective strengthens us in times of sorrow and encourages us to live with an eternal mindset. Here are three prayer points for you to take with you. Thank God for the certainty of His kingdom. Ask for a heart that longs for His reign. And pray for those struggling with regret to find hope in God's promises. Here are two people to pray for: Jeremy and Mandy Hambrice and their family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea, and also the Telugu LifeWord broadcast for the people of India. Hope is found in the certainty of God's kingdom, even in the midst of life's sorrows.